Hello, this is Tamara reading the News Gazette. It's Monday, June 9th. Let's start with the front page. From Dave Hinton, it's REO Week. Music to his ears. Major player in organizing tribute, hoping concert is just the start of things in Champaign. When Ditto Basso started in the music business, he didn't mind being in the foreground. One can't be too shy being in a rock band. That was in the 70s, however. Now Basso, who would prefer to work behind the scenes. Good luck with that, being one of the people in charge of arranging one of the largest musical events of the year locally, a concert honoring the legacy of REO Speedwagon, set for Saturday at State Farm Center. The 72-year-old Basso, who lives in his native Cesar in downstate Illinois, formed LMR Promotions, Live Music Rocks, with business partner Kerry Carr 3 years ago. "I've been in the business forever," Basso said. "We work kind of the other side of the thing on the management side." Basso credits Jody Perato, president and CEO of Community Media Group, and local music historian DJ Larry Fredrickson with much of the inspiration and contacts to bring the show to fruition. Fredrickson, however, said Basso shouldn't be so modest. "I can't say enough about Ditto," Fredrickson said. "Normally, when he puts on shows, he's just dealing with maybe a tour manager or a stage manager or an agent. With this one, he's got people coming at him left and right, and he's handled it with his usual calm demeanor." Fredrickson said what impressed him most about Basso is his professionalism, something he began to realize since he got to know Basso last November. "It certainly wouldn't happen to this magnitude without Ditto Bass," Fredrickson said of the group's final goodbye concert. "He's taken it to heart." An inside look at what concert management personnel have to do sometimes? Basso said the son of former REO lead guitarist Gary Richrath, Eric Richrath, is flying in from Europe to Chicago's O'Hare Airport the day of the show. "We have to pick him up at O'Hare about 4 hours before the show," Basso said. "If he's running a little late, we might have to helicopter him down here." Added Basso, "I guess Eric is just a phenomenal guitar player. He records with different folks in the studio. He's a session man." Basso said the REO show will be a major production with huge video walls set up. "A lot of really unique visuals, a lot of things from the band's past. It's really going to be a show that people will want to see." Basso knows a bit about what it's like to be in a rock band. In the 70s, he was in a band called the Scarlet Thread for about 6 years. Wedding bells, however, started to take their toll. It got to the point where people started getting married. It ran its course. His musical influences were, like about everyone else, the Beatles and the heavier Led Zeppelin stuff. Now he said, "I can sit and appreciate music no matter what it is. LMR books acts for a variety of venues. We do this on a large scale, but we help a lot of smaller communities do their festivals," Basso said. "We are helping a small community by Effingham called St. Peter. It's their 50th anniversary. We kind of took over for them about booking the band. The city of Greenville, they have a big 4th of July festival. They asked us if we could run that for them." Other top acts LMR has booked include Lone Star, the Steve Miller Band, the Four Tops, and the Temptations together. "We're trying to get the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Right now, one of our goals is to bring a diversified lineup to town. We're looking at Brooks and Dunn. We've reached out to Chris Stapleton on the countryside. We're negotiating for next year for some of the new bands like Red Clay Strays. They're a band the high school and college kids and even 50 years old and down are driving all over to see." Basso said next year, LMR is planning concerts for 3 major faith-based bands. "In 26, we are hoping to have 8 to 10 major acts there at the State Farm Center. We'd also like to do a stadium show there at Memorial Stadium." Basso said LMR arranges concerts all over the country and is glad to do shows closer to home. Fredrickson said Basso is popular with the artists because he has their best interests at heart, because he really wants them to feel comfortable and have all their needs met, especially with this show, because he understands the significance of the REO Speedwagon legacy. Basso said he understands this is bigger than a concert featuring former REO band members. It's a time to thank their fans. A band whose roots are in Champaign-Urbana and the University of Illinois. Reifstech honored with Hall of Fame Award. Sandy Reifsteck recently attended the 50th anniversary conference of the American Academy of Ambulatory Care Nurses in San Diego, where she was honored with the Hall of Fame Award in their opening ceremony. Reifsteck grew up on Clearview Farm on North Mattis Avenue. She graduated from Champaign High School, Parkland College, and the University of Illinois, and retired as Associate Administrator at Carle Clinic for 28 years, now merged with Carle Health in Urbana. She organized the first meeting of 100 administrative RNs from across the United States in the 70s, and served on the founding board and as past president in 1980-81. The membership of the American Academy of Ambulatory Nurses is more than 3,700. In May 2026, the annual meeting will be held in Orlando, Florida. Reifsteck resides in a villa at Clark Lindsay. Paxton, honored with full ride scholarship. Paxton Buckley Loda High School senior Elizabeth Megson has been named a National Merit Scholar in the 25 National Merit Scholarship Program, placing her among the top high school students in the U.S. Megson is a recipient of the college-sponsored National Merit University of Tulsa Scholarship awarded pursuant to an agreement between the University of Tulsa and the National Merit Scholarship Corporation. The full ride scholarship will cover the entirety of her college tuition, room, board, and related expenses. Megson plans to major in engineering physics with aspirations to pursue robotics and space exploration. The 2025 National Merit Scholarship Program began in October 2023 when high school juniors across the country took the PSAT MSQT, the initial screening test for program entrance. We have a photo of Champaign Lions Club member Richard King presenting a band scholarship check to Declan O'Connor. Declan O'Connor is this year's winner of the Champaign Lions Club Urbana High School Band Scholarship. O'Connor played saxophone in the band. Club member Richard King presented a $100 check to O'Connor at the Urbana High School Band's annual banquet on May 16. The award was created in 1952 by the Urbana Lions Club to be given to the senior in the Urbana High School Band program who had earned the most points during their time in the band program. Points are awarded for participation in various groups, taking private lessons, taking leadership roles, and participation in contests. In 2008, the Urbana Lions Club no longer existed, so the Champaign Lions Club took over the program. The names of the winners each year have been added in a trophy kept at the school. Seven elected to Phi Kappa Phi. Seven local residents were elected to membership to the Honor Society of Phi Kappa Phi. They are Jennifer Hay, Shreyas Venkatesha Udupa, St. Luan, and Ethan Mokchi, all of Champaign, and Sheila Scheffel Pereira, Ilana Zeitzer, and Hassan Nadim, all of Urbana. All are students at the University of Illinois. Phi Kappa Phi is the nation's oldest and most selective collegiate honor society for all academic disciplines. Vanarath named Exchange Club's top student. Detriana Vanarath has been named the Rantoul Exchange Club Student of the Month for May, the final such monthly designation for the school year. A daughter of Nun and Tong Vanarath of Rantoul, she ranked 13th in her senior class at Rantoul Township High School with a grade point average of 5.36. Her school activities have included marching band, pep band, jazz band, wind ensemble, concert brass, percussion ensemble, solo and ensemble madrigals, and GSA. She served committee chairs for low brass, low wind section leader, all band and marching Eagles drum major. Honors and awards have included grade point average, class rank, high honor roll, academic achievement award, business education, excellence in entrepreneurship, mathematics award, excellence in algebra division 1, saxophone quartet, solo and ensemble, division 1 percussion ensemble, solo and ensemble, division 1 duet performance, solo and ensemble, Division 1 solo performance, solo and ensemble, Division 2 duet performance, solo and ensemble, and drum major first class phase 1, Smith Wallbridge. She also received the Best Marchers Award, Best Winds Award, Third Place Award at ISU Jazz Festival, First Place Award at Danville Jazz Festival, and Division I Wind Ensemble in IHSA Competition. Also Division I Jazz Ensemble, IHSA Competition, First Place Award at EIU Jazz Festival, Second Place Marching Award at Monticello Competition, First Place Award at Danville Jazz Festival, Division I Wind Ensemble in IHSA Competition, Division I Jazz Band in IHSA Competition, Best of the Day in IHSA Competition, and ILMEA State Competition in Pep Band. Her civic and volunteer activities have included the Music Boosters Car Wash Fundraiser, community parades, nursing home gigs, late night dinner jazz gig, and Christmas Festival of Lights caroling. Her work experience has included the Rantoul Sports Complex. Vanerath hopes to further her education to become a certified dermatologist, as well as to have the opportunity to be a part of the school's bands, planning to try out for university drum major. Again from the front page, Prairie Fruits Farm and Creamery. Plans for growth include classroom, retail shop. Hope is to have work complete in time for Christmas workshops. From Jana Wersema in Champaign. By early 2026, a local agritourism business will have a new place to sell its dairy products and host workshops on everything from cheese making to regrafting pawpaws. Prairie Fruits Farm and Creamery, 4410 North Lincoln Avenue, plans to build a classroom and retail shop that will be located between its existing buildings and a nearby detention pond. Lauren Brokish, who owns the business with her husband Jeffrey, hopes to see construction begin this fall. I was just in a construction meeting, so I told them, "You will make me an exceptionally happy goat farmer if we can get this thing open by Thanksgiving so that we can have Christmas workshops," she said. Brokish said the project has to be finished by January 26 due to the $200,000 tourism attraction grant from the state that is helping fund the work. She's excited about the workshops Prairie Fruits will be able to host. "We're just really stoked about that," she said. "So like how to make cheese, how to make soap. Delight Flower Farm comes out and does workshops here a lot. It'll be nice to have a little bit more of a dedicated workshop space that will be a little bit larger. We'll be able to roll up the back garage door, so it'll feel a little more open than being in the dining room. Other classes could include cooking, grafting plants, and rewilding. Additionally, while the mixed-use facility will be built on land that belongs to Prairie Fruits, the business hopes to support the new amenity by once again leasing two parcels south of the farm from the city of Urbana. It just allows us to be a safer, more accessible place for visitors to come," Brokish said, noting that the land provides additional parking and green space. The farm's previous owners, Leslie Cooper Band and Wes Jarrell, began leasing these parcels from the city in 2019, alongside Catherine Gregg of Temperance and Time Farm, city officials said. Brokish told the News Gazette that her predecessors at Prairie Fruits used the land for cover cropping, diversified vegetable production, and overflow parking. "We're just continuing that, but then obviously kind of strengthening what we want to do with the space," Brokish said. "So we've invested in an actual functional gravel parking lot, which was a safety issue. When we had events, we had a lot of people parking on Lincoln Avenue." She added that Prairie Fruits is working with Canopy Farm Management on more intensive cover cropping. Additionally, while there is currently a walking trail on the land, the farm is partnering with the Prairie Rivers Network and hopes to create curriculum-based guided trails. A pollinator patch is also planned in partnership with the Champaign County Soil and Water District. The Urbana City Council will vote tonight on whether to approve a new lease with the business for these parcels, which total almost 17 acres and are located east of the intersection of Lincoln Avenue and Olympian Drive in Champaign County. The initial term would be 10 years with 2 5-year extensions available. The previous lease expired in December 24, and Prairie Fruits was the sole respondent to a request for proposals, city officials said. Prairie Fruits wrote in its pitch that its event spaces bring in thousands of visitors each year, and the business offers experiences that include cheese tastings and workshops, goat hikes, farm tours, guided nature walks, and interactive education programs. We're really excited to bring the Urbana land back under mindful cultivation, Broker said. And it's a big community asset. We want to get people out here. It's such a quiet little corner of the prairie. On this day in history, in 1925, the Champaign County Board of Supervisors devoted considerable time to a resolution presented by Harry B. Boyer, requesting the board abandon plans for receiving bids for the proposed Mahomet Fisher Road, and instead receive bids on a road extending 5 miles north of St. Joseph and another from Broadlands to Allerton. In 1975, the $2.4 million announced by the state as available for construction work at the University of Illinois Willard Airport will be used for necessary expansion and maintenance work. It will be used for maintenance work, according to Ralph Flexman, director of the Institute of Aviation. The availability of funds was announced by the state as part of a $57.4 million statewide airport construction program for the fiscal year beginning July 1st. In 2010, Solo Cup expects to boost full-time hourly employment at its Urbana plant by 10% to 15% as the result of closing plants elsewhere, the company said. Now from Jim Day in our opinion column. Few actually fighting over Durbin's seat. Keeping hat on. After Democratic U.S. Senator Richard Durbin announced that he won't run for re-election in 2026, would-be successors quickly made their intentions known. Three candidates, Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton and U.S. Representatives Robin Kelly and Raja Krishnamurthy, immediately threw their hats in the ring. Another U.S. Representative, Lauren Underwood, hemmed and hawed until finally deciding a U.S. Senate race wasn't in the cards and that she would run for re-election to her House seat. Meanwhile, another high-profile politician, Secretary of State Alexei Giannoulias, did nothing. That was a surprise because Giannoulias, previously the state treasurer, ran unsuccessfully for a U.S. Senate seat in 2010, losing to Republican Mark Kirk. He was considered by many to be planning another go at it. Giannoulias still has vast political ambitions, but he said recently that he's running for re-election as Secretary of State in 26. Rumors suggest he might be a candidate for mayor of Chicago in 27, or perhaps another office if something should pop up. Say, Governor J.B. Pritzker not running for his third term in 2026, as a prelude to running for president in 2028. Whatever Giannoulias does in the future, his decision to stand pat represents a burr under the saddle of other politician wannabes trapped in their current posts. For now, besides Durbin's seat, the only statewide office that would represent even a marginal promotion for current politicos like Comptroller Susana Mendoza or Treasurer Michael Frerichs is Lieutenant Governor. Mendoza has said she'll run for one office, either Comptroller or Mayor of Chicago. That leaves Frerichs, a one-time Champaign County resident, now living in Chicago, looking at another 4 long years as treasurer, or maybe, at a shot at lieutenant governor. The real political movement in Illinois is up north, where all kinds of people have announced for the two U.S. House and state legislative seats now open because their current occupants are seeking higher office. Obviously, the game of musical chairs isn't what it appeared to be a few months ago, but that will change if Pritzker announces a surprise decision not to seek a third term. Champaign County Crime Stoppers is seeking the public's help identifying suspects in a theft. At around 9:12 p.m. May 28, three subjects entered Meijer in Champaign and worked together to gather and load several totes of merchandise onto a cart. One, who was wearing a black and yellow Meijer jacket, pushed the cart outside to meet up with the other two. Loss prevention staff confronted the group, but they fled with two of the totes containing an estimated $800 in merchandise. Several items were recovered, but the total attempted theft was valued at over $3,200. Police are asking for the public's help identifying the suspects who were captured on video. They were all estimated to be between 5'3" and 5'9" tall. They were further described as follows. A man of unknown race, estimated 26 to 35 years old with an average build, wearing a black cap, mask, black and yellow Meijer jacket, and khaki pants. a black man estimated 26 to 35 years old with a slender build and gray and black beard, wearing a black hoodie and black and blue jeans. A black woman estimated 36 to 50 years old with a slender build and short gray hair, wearing black sunglasses, a black hoodie, and gray sweatpants. If you have any information regarding this or any crime in Champaign County, please contact Crime Stoppers at 217-373-8477, 373tips.com, or via the free P3 Tips mobile app. Tipsters are always 100% anonymous when contacting Crime Stoppers and receive a code number to check on rewards. All tips are submitted to Crime Stoppers are electronically stripped of any personally identifying information and processed by a third-party answering service. Crime Stoppers will pay cash rewards of $5,000 for tips that lead to an arrest in any Champaign County homicide, $2,500 for tips leading to an arrest in any felony involving a gun in Champaign County, and up to $1,000 for tips leading to arrests in other crimes. In our sports section, we have some photographs of the Champaign Central baseball team gathering around home plate on Saturday afternoon in Lincoln after the Maroons beat Mahomet Seymour 1-0 in 11 innings to win a Class 3A sectional championship. Central plays Triad at 6 p.m. Monday in a super sectional game at Workman Family Baseball Field in Decatur. They still have a shot at the state title after a thrilling win against Mahomet Seymour. Leroy softball just wrapped up its most successful season in program history by playing in a state title game. Saturday brought about a whirlwind of emotions for both programs. This is as good as it gets. We also have a photo of the Leroy softball team celebrating the Class 1A state runner-up trophy the Panthers got on Saturday afternoon at Louisville Slugger Sports Complex in Peoria. Leroy lost 10-0 in 5 innings to Carrollton in the 1A state championship game, but the second place finish in state is the best in program history by the Panthers. From the front page, Music to His Ears. From Dave Hinton, it's REO Week. Major player in organizing tribute, Hoping Concert is just the start of things in Champaign-Urbana. When Ditto Basso started in the music business, he didn't mind being in the foreground. One can't be too shy being in a rock band. That was in the 70s, however. Now Basso would prefer to work behind the scenes. Good luck with that, being one of the people in charge of arranging one of the largest musical events of the year locally, a concert honoring the legacy of REO Speedwagon, set for Saturday at State Farm Center. The 72-year-old Basso, who lives in his native Susser in downstate Illinois, formed LMR Promotions, Live Music Rocks, with business partner Carrie Carr 3 years ago. "I've been in the business forever," Basso said. "We work kind of on the other side of thing, on the management side." Basso credits Judy Perato, president and CEO of Community Media Group, and local music historian DJ Larry Fredrickson, with much of the inspiration and contacts to bring the show to fruition. Fredrickson, however, said Basso shouldn't be so modest. "I can't say enough about Ditto," Fredrickson said. "Normally, when he puts on shows, he's just dealing with maybe a tour manager or a stage manager or an agent. With this one, he's got people coming at him left and right, and he's handled it with his usual calm demeanor." Fredrickson said what impressed him most about Basso is his professionalism, something he began to realize since he got to know Basso last November. "It certainly wouldn't happen to this magnitude without Ditto Bass," Fredrickson said of the group's final goodbye concert. "He's taken it to heart. An inside look at what concert management personnel have to do sometimes." Basso said the son of former REO lead guitarist Gary Richrath, Eric Richrath, is flying in from Europe to Chicago's O'Hare Airport the day of the show. "We have to pick him up at O'Hare about 4 hours before the show," Basso said. "If he's running a little late, we might have to helicopter him down here." Added Basso, "I guess Eric is just a phenomenal guitar player. He records with different folks in the studio. He's a session man." Basso said the REO show will be a major production with huge video walls set up, a lot of really unique visuals, a lot of things from the band's past. "It's really going to be a show that people will want to see." Basso knows a little bit about what it's like to be in a rock band. In the 70s, he was in a band called the Scarlet Thread for about 6 years. Wedding bells, however, started to take their toll. It got to the point where people started getting married. It ran its course. His musical influences were, like about everyone else, the Beatles and the heavier Led Zeppelin stuff. Now, he said, I can sit and appreciate music no matter what it is. LMR books acts for a variety of venues. We do this on a large scale, but we help a lot of smaller communities do their festivals, Basso said. We are helping a small community in Effingham called St. Peter. It's their 50th anniversary. We kind of took over for them about booking the band. The city of Greenville, they have a big 4th of July festival. They asked us if we could run that for them. Other top acts LMR has booked include Lone Star, the Steve Miller Band, the Four Tops, and the Temptations. We're trying to get the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Right now, one of our goals is to bring a diversified lineup to town. We're looking at Brooks and Dunn. We've reached out to Chris Stapleton on the countryside. We're negotiating for next year for some of the bands like Red Clay Strays. They're a band the high school and college kids, and even 50 years old and down, are driving all over to see. Basso said, said next year, LMR is planning concerts for 3 major faith-based bands. In 26, we're hoping to have 8 to 10 major acts there at State Farm Center. We'd also like to do a stadium show there at Memorial Stadium. Basso said LMR arranges concerts all over the country and is glad to do shows closer to home. Fredrickson said Basso is popular with the artists because he has their best interests at heart, because he really wants them to feel comfortable and have their needs met, especially with this show, because he understands the significance of the REO Speedwagon legacy. Basso said he understands this is bigger than a concert featuring former REO band members. It's a time to thank their fans, a band whose roots are in Champaign-Urbana and the University of Illinois. Riefsteck honored with Hall of Fame Award. Sandy Riefsteck recently attended the 50th anniversary conference of the American Academy of Ambulatory Care Nurses in San Diego, where she was honored with the Hall of Fame Award in their opening ceremony. Riefsteck grew up on Clearview Farm on North Mattis Avenue. She graduated from Champaign High School, Parkland College, and the University of Illinois, and retired as associate administrator at Carl Clinic for 28 years, now merged with Carl Health in Urbana. She organized the first meeting of 100 administrative RNs from across the United States in the 1970s and served on the founding board and as past president in 1980-81. The membership of the American Academy of Ambulatory Nurses is more than 3,700. In May 26, the annual meeting will be held in Orlando, Florida. Riefsteck resides in a villa at Clark Lindsay. Your 5-day forecast today, 74 and sunny. Southwest winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. Chance of rain 20%. Tuesday, a high of 76, low of 55. Sunny, west winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Overnight clear, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Wednesday, 84, low of 60. Sunny, overnight, mostly clear in the evening, becoming partly cloudy. Thursday, a high of 83 and a low of 63, partly cloudy. Friday, high of 85, low 64. Partly sunny with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Overnight, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers. And from the sports section, the Illinois women's basketball team running it back from Joe Vazelli. The 2025-26 Illinois women's basketball roster is now in place. So Illini beat writer and AP top 25 voter Joe Vazelli proceeds accordingly with a roster breakdown of Shauna Green's fourth team as we first spotlight 5 of Illinois' returning players. The series will continue at IlliniHQ.com the rest of this month. The page includes information on Jasmine Brown Hager, Gretchen Dolan, Irene Noya Katore, Letty Vasconcelos, and Haven Smith. This has been Tamara reading the News Gazette for Monday, June 9th. I look forward to reading with you again soon.